Anyways, I just want to say happy anniversary. And I want to say also what a blessing this church was and still is to Donette and I. Those are some of the fondest memories maybe we have had. This church will always be special to us. But yeah, I'll probably talk some more about that. But we were members here for 10 years. From 1994, you remember that? That was another century ago. from 1994 to 2004. And this church blessed us, blessed our socks off. Let me just say, I mean, it was just, we both, I think, grew spiritually. You know what I mean? Spiritually, we grew more here than anywhere else I've ever been, unless it's Oregon City, just because I'm pastoring there, and you grow whether you want to or not. Seriously, though, what a blessing this church has been. And Brother Harlan is even talking last week at the meeting. How many lives have been touched by this church? How many souls have been saved because of your ministry here? That is something to rejoice over. Never underestimate the power of that and the things that you've done as a church. Got a lot of memories here, and I'll try to share some as I go. I've got like 11 songs. I don't know if I'm going to make them all or not, but and I'll let you know, those who have never heard me, I'm not a professional singer. I just like to sing. And seems like every 5 years you guys invite me back, so I guess you must like it, and I like to do it. So it's a win-win thing. I was a song leader here for most of the time I was here. And that's another thing about this church. If they put you to work, I mean, seriously, but that's a good thing. Brother and Sister Harlan they're just wise. Even back when they were young, back in those days, they knew I needed something to do, and they found something for me to do. And they knew I liked to sing. So anyways, I'm going to start off with a kind of an upbeat song. I hope you all like it. It's called When I Get Carried Away. Well, I'm going to let the glory roll, and the roll is called in glory. And I'm going to get beside of myself when I get beside the King that day. I'm going to have the time of my life when the time of my life is over. Yeah, I'm going to get carried away when I get carried away. Well, I don't know why I become a little shy when I get around a whole lot of people. And I can't figure out why I never can shout about the love that floods my soul. I must confess I can't express feelings deep inside me. The things I know and cannot show one day will overflow. I'm gonna have the glory roll, and the roll is called in glory. And I'm gonna get beside of myself when I get beside the King that day. I'm gonna have the time of my life when the time of my life is over. Yeah, I'm gonna get carried away when I get carried away. Well, I shout so loud and invest the clouds, it may sound like thunder. My tearful eyes may fill the skies till it looks like rain. As I leave this world, past the gates of pearl, and stand before the Savior, I'll let my soul and the glory roll, and from the roll he calls my name. And I'm gonna let the glory roll, and the roll is called in glory. And I'm gonna get beside of myself when I get beside the King that day. I'm gonna have the time of my life when the time of my life is over. Yeah, I'm gonna get carried away when I get carried away. And I'm gonna let the glory roll when the roll is called in glory. And I'm gonna get beside of myself when I get beside the King that day. I'm gonna have the time of my life when the time of my life is over. Yeah, I'm gonna get carried away when I get carried away. I'm gonna get carried away, carried away, carried away when I get carried away.
It's all right if I get carried away tonight. Well, it would be really nice if we got carried away about that way that song. Because what a time for the Lord to come back. Speaking of which, I don't know if all of you know. Maybe you do. Sister Carol Munsterman. Y'all know Sister Carol Munsterman. She passed away here a few weeks ago, and I understand that she was praying with her granddaughter. And in the middle of that prayer, she just went home. What a way to go. Wow. I hope the Lord takes me home that way. Or even better yet, when we're doing this. And that's what this is all about, folks. It's not about me. It's all about, I hope that we praise God and we have a good time. But it's more about the message of these songs than it is about how I sing it. Just share a little bit about myself. I was saved when I was 6 years old. My mom and dad were members down in Klamath Falls. And so from an early age, I was going to church. And I learned right away I needed to be saved. I needed a Savior, man. I didn't do it at church. I did it at home. Because when I was 6 years old, there wasn't no way you'd get me up here. So I got saved at home. I asked the Lord into my heart at the side of my bed. It was just me, and I went and told my mom, and we had a celebration. But it was another 5 years before I got baptized. I was 11 years old before I got baptized because I was scared to come up here. It wasn't that I didn't want to get baptized; just was kind of nervous. So I got baptized at 11 years old, and then kind of as I got into the high school years, I was kind of a rebel, didn't really serve the Lord, my life got all messed up. I was still going to church, but I was not acting like a child of God. And then after I graduated, I went to, my cousin and I got away from our bad influences and actually started paying attention in church. Imagine that. And the more we paid attention, the more we was like, what are we doing? We need to get our heart right with God. We need to serve God. So that's what we did. He even surrendered to preach. He's 19. I'm 18 at the time. And then he went down to California, CMBI, California Missionary Baptist Institute, down in Bellflower, California. Brother Reed was still the dean down there, Roy Reed. And anyways... And he was kind of lonely down there, so he called me and said, man, why don't you come down here with me? And my dad said, that sounds like a good idea. So he paid for me to go down there and go to school and seminary. I wasn't preaching at all, and I had absolutely no desire to. I just wanted to go and study the Bible. And I got to tell you, those were some of the greatest days of my life, because from Monday through Friday, you're with other Christians, you're with other brothers and sisters in Christ, and all day long. And that was wonderful. But then that was just for one semester. That was in 1984, and was there for just a semester. And then when the semester was over, and it was summer break, well, bad habits and old habits die hard. I got back into my bad ways, and I dropped out of school, and my life got all messed up again, and joined the Army, and it got even worse. Got home, and it, you know, got even worse. And finally, my aunt and uncle came. My uncle, some of you might know him, Jimmy Williams. He came up from California and started a church in Gresham, started a mission work in Gresham. I went to Gresham. Well, I wasn't going to go. I wasn't going to go to church, but they kept my aunt and uncle was like, well, you need to come to church. And I thought, well, I'll just, you know, they're never going to stop bugging me. So I'm going to go, and then I'll go once, and then I'll be at, well, I went. And then I went again, and then I went again, and then I went again, and pretty soon God got a hold of my heart. And in 1991, I rededicated my life to God, and never been the same since. Never looked back, thank God. And that's where I met my wife, Donette. We got married in 1993. 1994, we had some problems at the church, and so we went to look for a church, and we came here, visited on a Sunday, and the Harlins had us over to their house. That's when they lived in the parsonage over there. Is it still there? Okay. I don't know what they thought, you know. It's like, you know, we don't need your problems coming into our church. You know what I mean? I don't know what they thought, but we kind of shared our shared our story with them, and they were very gracious. And I think the next Sunday we came and we joined. Like I said, and then I just wanted to do something. I didn't want to just sit in the pew. I mean, I wanted something to do. And they knew that. And I remember Brother Jaffwell. Remember Brother Jaffwell? He did the spiritual conflict seminar. He already had a song leader, but for some reason that song leader he had to work that day or something. So Brother Harlan asked if I would lead songs. I'd never led songs before, but I was like, yeah, because I thought I'd like it. So I went ahead. Yeah, absolutely. And I only led two songs. I mean, we were just doing a seminar. But I remember the songs. Victory in Jesus was one of them. And It Is Well With My Soul. Huh? And we had a house full. And I don't know about you, but I love that song. And the acoustics in here. I still love the acoustics in here. And man, when you got a house full and you're singing It Is Well With My Soul, everybody was, oh, yeah. And then they're like at the end of it, they, you know, and this is how encouraging the church was. They would always, you know, man, you did it. That was a great job. And I thought, I just picked a song. We had a phenomenal piano player named Kristen. She was just a teenager then, but man, oh man, she played notes that weren't even in the thing. I just followed her. I didn't. And you know, when I lead songs, it's I maybe the first two or three bars I go like that, and then I don't do it anymore because I don't have any rhythm, and I'll be all over the place, way out of time. So I just get going, and then I'm done. But I cannot believe everybody was like, wow, you guys, you did such a great job. And then our song leader, he moved away. I don't remember what his name was. I remember he had two daughters named Faith and Hope. I remember that. Tom Mattel. And so he moved away, and so they asked me if I'd do it. I said, you bet I would. And then the rest is history. I loved it. And anyway, that's enough of my story. And that's another thing. Well, if I wasn't, they kept telling me I was. And I got to believe in them. And that's how it went. And so then I'm growing all the time. So then I go from being a song leader to teaching Sunday school, taught the teenage class. And then they asked me to do devotionals. So I did devotionals. And then I got these guys, these people here, you know, and then when I got more comfortable doing leading songs, and then I'd always throw in some biblical thing, something, I'd say something, you know, I don't want to just stand here and lead songs, I gotta say something, so then I'd throw in some, acting like I'm preaching or so, like I know what I'm talking about, but then they would say, oh man, it sounds like you need to surrender to preach. And I'm like, well, they're just trying to be nice. I didn't really believe them. You know, I just like, well, thank you. I know they're just trying to be nice. But then they kept on saying it. And they kept saying it. And I got to start, I wonder if are they for real? And then pretty soon I'm feeling like, man, I want to preach. And I'll never forget, I went and told Brother Harlan. I said, Brother Harlan, I was telling him how I was feeling. I'll never forget what he said. He said, God's not a tricky God. He's not playing tricks on you. And I get the idea that he felt like I was being called to preach too, because he wouldn't say that to just anybody. I don't think I'm sure there's been other people that felt that way. And he'd say, you know what, you need to make sure. Or he'd say, you know, if you can, you know, say no, you need to say no. He never said that to me. He said, Rod, God's just not playing games with you. And it wasn't very long until I surrendered to preach. And then I kind of like started a trend, right? So whoever was song leader, you can rest assured they were going to surrender to preach, and then they were going to move on. And then the next guy rolled in, and he surrendered to preach. And then there was just kind of it was just a thing. It was like a little preacher factory in here, man. Anyways, I'm sorry. I'm going to. Don't, so if you want, if you're a song leader around here, get ready. All right, I'm going to sing a song, finally. This song, you guys are going to be the first people I've ever sung this song for. I've had this song for a long time, but I never have been able to get the timing right. And I don't know if I will tonight or not either, but I'm going to give it a shot. It's a great song. I hope you love the message. It's called Even Me. And I hope I remember the words. I've heard it all my life, even had it memorized, but it was only words to me. Red letters on a, just something people say, till it brought me to my knees. Those words in John 3:16, for God so loved the world he gave his only son away to save a wretch like me. The one who needed grace to cover every stains that he no longer sees. It's amazing to believe that God so loved the world means even me. Could he see my sin and forgive me? That kind of price. I've seen what mercy does. He found me where I was, and he gave his life for me. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son away to save a wretch like me. Me, the one who needed grace to cover every stains that he no longer sees. It's amazing to believe that God so loved the world means even me with all my, me with all my failures, me with all my shame. It's the very reason Jesus came. God so loved the world he gave his only son away to save a wretch like me. For God so loved the world he gave his only son away to save a wretch like me.
me, the one who needed grace, grace to cover every stain, stains that he no longer sees. It's amazing to believe. It's amazing to believe that God so loved the world means even me. That God so loved the world means even me. Even me.
Isn't it incredible? Sometimes I wonder, what God, what did you see in me? Why did you love me so much? Why did you leave the splendor of heaven, take upon yourself the form of a man and humble yourself and become obedient, live as a servant, and then die on a cross for me? You know, Paul says, God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And I like how he makes it personal in the book of Galatians when he says, and I can quote this any other time, but now that I'm in front of people, but Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, basically he says that Christ was crucified and I'm crucified with him. And he says, and now I live, but Christ lives in me. It's not I, but Christ lives in me. And he's the one that gave himself for me. He, you know, in other places he says he died for us, he died for the world, but Paul makes it personal. He said, he died for me. He gave himself for me. He loved me and gave himself for me. And that's what this next song is all about. It says, somebody died for me. Was a troubled kid in and out of jail. When his daddy said, this is the last time I'll pay bail, so he enlisted in the army and they sent him to Iraq. He was a different man when he came back. Somebody said the army must have whipped you into shape, but he said that's not the reason that I've changed. Somebody died for me before I even asked for help, gave his life for me when I couldn't save myself. I cannot live the way I've lived, be the way I was. Every day's a gift to me because somebody died for me. They fold the flag and attach a silver star as the grieving mother leans against his arm. Then he stands before the family and does his best to tell how he survived the night his best friend. No one who ever knew him was surprised he died that way. Oh, he always lived for Jesus, and he used to always say, somebody died for me
before I even asked for help, gave his life for me. When I couldn't save myself, I cannot live the way I've lived or be the way I was. Every day's a gift to me because somebody died for me. I don't want to waste a moment of the time that I have left. With every breath I'm given, God help me not forget. Gotta help me not forget. Somebody died for me before I even asked for help, gave his life for me. When I couldn't save myself, I cannot live the way I've lived, be the way I was. Every day's a gift to me because, oh, every day's a gift to me because somebody died for me.
Now, I'm sure that probably, like me, many of you have somebody in your life that's been a spiritual mentor to you, and made a big difference, made an impact in your life and your life with the Lord. And I have to say that my dad has made the most impact on me because I was with him all my growing up years, even though I kind of got away from it. But I'm so thankful that I had a dad that cared about my eternal soul. Because I'm one of the few out there that has a dad like that. And if you have a dad like that, you're blessed. And my dad not only did he take me to church, he went to church, and he set the example for me. And I don't know, some of you know my dad, Jack. he's 87 now. When he was 79, he was down in his shop, noticed, and in his shop, probably 20 foot tall, and he noticed there's a leak up there. So he got one of these orchard ladders, tripod ladder, put it up there, and he went climb up, check it out. Well, he didn't realize that the tripod was on a piece of wood or something. And so he was all the way up there, and that thing slid out from under, and he fell. 79 years old, people. He fell onto a hard concrete floor, broke 9 ribs. One of his ribs was shattered, and he'd never broke a bone in his body before. And he's 79. Now he's got 9 broken ribs, broken shoulder, broken collarbone, and nobody knows he's down there. This is in November. It's cold. He lay down there for 2 hours on that cold floor before my brother came down there, and they didn't know where he was, and it was lunchtime, and they were wondering where he was. So anyway, he came down and he found him on the floor. And make a long story short, this was, what, November of whatever year it was. He was 79. It took him to Emmanuel Hospital, I think, where there was one of those ribs was shattered. Couldn't just set it. So anyways, they had a specialist there that designed this plate. Nobody had ever designed one like it. I mean, he's the only guy that did it. So anyways, they put that in. Once he was well enough that they could do this, they put him on that. And anyways, he was in the hospital for probably a month. Then he went to a rehab place. And then he went home. Now, my dad is a guy that keeps himself in shape. Because if he hadn't kept himself in shape, I guarantee he would. this is the amazing thing is he came home, and he was supposed to have some therapists come, or physical therapists, and to come out there and work with him. He's 79 years old, and he goes and they said, well, can you do this? And whatever it was they were wanting him to do, he did everything they wanted him to do, and then some. And they said, we don't even need to come back. This was supposed to take some time. He's already way beyond what they had. And so I think that was the year we got our we had our roof done at the church. And so we had a big singing in there, and he was there. And I got to brag on him a little bit after everybody. I said, you people that, you know how you used to get on the playground, my dad's tougher than your dad. My dad could beat your dad up. And I said, I win. I win. So, I'm telling you, I couldn't. I don't think I would at whatever age I was. I'm not going to tell. Anyways, I wouldn't have healed that fast. But anyways, I just that's how he was. But he's so, and I wanted to say this. He's so strong. I've never in my entire life seen my dad lose control. I lose control all the time. I get all mad and throw things around. I had never one time have ever seen him lose control, and he was so good to me and my brother growing up. You know, boys are. We eat you out of house and home. We can drink a gallon of milk in one sitting, you know. But my dad, every time we had a meal, and he could put it away too, but he always made sure that you guys, you know, we had pancakes or whatever. He says, you guys want that, you want that pancake, those pancakes. He always made sure that we got our fill before he, you know, and that's just the way he was. So I look up to my dad, and that's kind of what this song is all about. It says, I want to be that man. He was up before the sun, with his Bible opened up, seeking truth with every single page he turned. Anyone could see my daddy lived what he believed, with a gentle heart, with passion for Jesus burned. And though we had our times we disagreed, but the longer I live, it's clear to me, I want to be that man who loves the Lord with all his heart, just like the word commands, who takes a stand and leads his family as he holds the Father's hand. I want to be that man. Society would say there's a new ideal today. It's not what you give, it's more about what you can gain. But I want to live a life that's marked by sacrifice, like the Savior who died to show us all the way. So I'll take up my cross and trace his steps, surrendering is how I'll serve him best. I want to be that man who loves the Lord with all his heart, just like the word commands, who takes a stand and leads his family as he holds the Father's hand. I want to be that man.
God, just like the word commands, who takes a stand and leads his family as he holds the Father's hand. I want to be that man. I'll lead my family as I hold the Father's hand. I want to be that man. Yeah. Yeah.
You practice and you still can't get it down. But anyways, hopefully this next one I'll do a little bit better. Man, I hope so, because this song is powerful. I think I sung this song for you the last time we did this, and I remember first time I heard this song, I was just, you know, listening on my on my phone. I have a Bluetooth speaker, and I go, and then I think it was YouTube Music, Southern Gospel, and anyways, I found this song, and I fell in love with it the first time I heard it, and I said, man, if I can find that song, I want to buy it, and I want to sing it. So I found it, and I'm going to sing it, and the song is called The Beauty of the Blood. Come and clean all the secrets he has kept from her so long are finally known. Her big mistake, that one regret that haunts her to this day, it just won't fade. So many different stories we thought could not be redeemed, but it's against our darkest failures we start to see the beauty of the blood, the goodness of His grace, the mercy undeserved that could never be explained. Heaven's best takes all the scars for the worst in all of us. That's the glory of the cross, the wonder of His love. That's the beauty of the blood. What a thought. Just a single drop forever wipes away our every stain. And with its power, every chain that held us now lies at our feet, and we stand free. That's the beauty of the blood, the goodness of this grace, the mercy undeserved that could never be explained. Heaven's best takes all the scars for the worst in all of us. That's the glory of the cross, the wonder of His love. That's the beauty of the blood. Forever changed, I stand amazed by everything it does. That's the beauty of the blood, the goodness of this grace, the mercy undeserved that could never be explained. Heaven's best takes all the scars
for the worst in all of us. That's the glory of the cross, the wonder of His love. That's the glory of the cross, the wonder of His love. That's the beauty of the blood. That's the beauty of the blood.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I need a drink of water because I'm gonna do one of them. You guys know this song. I used to sing this song right here. And it's going to wake you up. I don't sing a lot of high fast songs, but this is one of them. And the kids really like this. I hope they liked it anyways. There's a song that says, I've got a feeling. Yeah, I made Greg work a little harder. I didn't have one CD. I got 27,000 of them over there. Yes, he likes to do that to me. He likes to play a song. Hey, guess this song. Try and sing that one.
He
made the mistake of taking the whole CD.
So we played Name That
Tune. And sing it. I've got a feeling everything be all right. Yes, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Oh, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. God told Moses to let all his people out. But Pharaoh's heart was hard. He thought he'd give him the route. So he chased them all down to the Red Sea shore. He thought he couldn't have to worry about Moses anymore. But Moses stretched his rod out over the sea. And God answered Moses with a little gentle breeze. I can see Moses now with a smile on his face, telling all the people with his gentle grace, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Yes, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Whoa, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Let's see if you know this one. A little boy named David went out to fight the giant. And everybody laughed at such a funny little sight. A little shepherd boy armed only with a sling beside mighty Goliath seemed such a puny little thing. But David said, you come to me with spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. He picked up a stone and he gave it a fling. And when it left his hand, David, he began to sing. I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Yes, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Whoa, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. And now for the greatest story of them all. Jesus was a-dying, and hell had a ball. All the demons were rejoicing. They thought they'd won the war. But soon they would not be laughing anymore. On that first Easter morning, when the sun woke up the earth, all the caverns of the deep opened up as to give birth to a resurrected Savior with healing in His wings, and all of host of heaven rise and sing. I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Yes, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Whoa, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. be all right, be all right. Be all right, be all right. Woo! Thank you guys for helping me out. All right, thank you. Woo! But I can't do that all night, so I'm going to slow it down. I know. Thank you for helping me out there. Woo! All right. I'm glad you like that.
When he recorded that for his album, at the end of that song, he fell off.
Woo! And I'm not as young as I used to be, so. All right. I'm going to sing another song that's... When you're going through tough times, as Christians, we go through some tough times, even Christians, you know. And I've been going through a tough time the last year. But God is faithful. And without him, I couldn't make it. Lost my job. Started a new job this week. And... unbeknownst to me, so it's just a window cleaning job. But I found out when I went there, I started Wednesday, the founder of the company is a Christian. It's called Fish Window Cleaning Service. And I thought that was his last name, but that's not his last name. The fish comes from the symbol of Jesus. And they've got this, they have their mission statement, and then they also have these 10 philosophies. And the number one, they're called fishosophies. The number one fishosophy is honor God and honor family. Honor God and family. So when I went there, I'm like, thank you, Lord. Especially when you, I just came from a pharmacy where their clientele, they focused on the LGBTQ transgenders. I'm going to tell you something. That was hard to take. I mean, I love those folks, and I hope, you know, but I couldn't witness to them. Wanted to. But I just felt, that this is not what God wants me to do, to be helping these people, because I'm feeling estrogen for men and feeling testosterone for women, and I just felt like, this isn't what God wants me to do. I hated it. So now it's just like God wanted. I just feel like this God wanted me to go somewhere where I could feel better about what I was doing. And anyways, I pray for me that this works out. But anyways, this song is all about difficult times as children of God, and we all go through them. And it's a song called Even If. Even If. They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. Right now I'm losing bad. I stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be alright. But right now, oh, right now I just can't. It's easy to sing when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? I know you're able and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. They say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. A good thing, 'cause a little faith is I have right now. God, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable, oh, give me the strength to be able to sing, it is well with my soul. I know you're able and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. I know the sorrow and I know the hurt would all go away if you just say the word. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. You've been faithful, you've been good all my days. Jesus, I will cling to you, come what may, 'cause I know you're able and I know you can. I know you're able and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. I know the sorrow and I know the hurt would all go away if you just say the word. But even my hope is you alone. I know you're able and I know you can. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. All right. I'm going to sing a Christmas song for you. This is, well, I'm going to sing it. Here's why. I have not, somewhere along the line, I lost this CD. And wasn't too long ago, Donette found it. I haven't seen it for years. And I just love this song. But I'll tell you this. It's a Christmas song, but it's not really a Christmas song. It's kind of like some of the Christmas songs. You ever sing Joy to the World? Read the words of that song. That's not really a Christmas song. That's more of a second coming song. Amen? Hey. See? He knows what I'm talking about. Well, I'm going to sing this song. This is you'll find out I love this song. And I haven't sung it in a long time. And it does mention the first coming, but it's really more about the second coming. It's called Sent by the Father. One more time, you've heard the story of our Savior's birth. Heard how few beheld His glory when He came to earth. Oh, but soon every eye will see angels at His side. See Him now on a great white stallion in the eastern sky. Sent
Father. Jesus, go and call my children. A trumpet sounds and the angels sing like never before, with shepherds and wise men we humbly bow, and every tongue confess that He is Lord. When He comes in all His glory, comes to claim His own, we won't need a star to guide us. We'll be going home. Once a baby in a manger, no room at the end. Now a king who reigns forever over death and sin, sent by the Father. Jesus, go and call my children. A trumpet sounds and the angels sing like never before, with shepherds and wise men we humbly bow, and every tongue confess that He is Lord. Sent by the Father. Jesus, go and call my children. A trumpet sounds and the angels sing like never before, with shepherds and wise men we humbly bow, and every tongue confess that He is Lord, and every tongue confess that He is Lord.
Yeah, see? It's Christmas, but it isn't Christmas. All right. So, all right. I've only got three more songs. And this next song is, first time I ever sung it was right here. And of all the songs I ever sung here, this was the song everybody wanted to hear me sing. And and if you've never heard it, you'll find out why here in a second. Now, these last three songs are all connected. They're all about the Lamb. Used to only have two. And so I would sing this song, and you guys know, you know what song I'm talking about. Okay, so this first one's all about the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, and His death on the cross. I'm going to follow that up with, well, I'll just do this one. I'll tell you about the next one. All right. You know what song this is. I used to always call it Simon's Song, but it's really Watch the Lamb. Did I? Oh, you know what? Yeah, no. Sorry, I got four songs. Oh, stop. I don't want to skip this one. All right, sorry about that. I may go. Okay, is it okay? Okay, I want to sing this one song. This is the song. If you guys went to the quarterly fellowship in Salem, I did something a little bit different. I sang and preached at the same time. This was my grand finale, I guess. And this is a powerful song. The Bible is God's love letter to us. That's what it is. It's the whole thing is about God telling us, I love you. And this song is written as though Jesus is singing to you. And the song is called I Love You from an Old Rugged Cross. I left my home. I came so far from where I was to where you are. Bitter tears, the lonely ache, the many ways a heart could break. And you were at the center of it all, to free you from the prison of the fall. There was no hill too steep for me to climb, no road too long and hard to make you mine. I gave all I had to give, and it was worth the cost to say I love you. I bore your shame, and I would do it all again. My open arms reached out in grace to pull you in to love's spoken in a thousand different ways. Yet the cross said more than words could ever say. There was no hill too steep for me to climb, no road too long and hard to make. I gave all I had to give, and it was worth the cost to say I love you from an old rugged cross. Can't you hear the echoes from that hill? I loved you then, and child, I love you still. There was no hill too steep for me to climb, no road too long and hard to make you mine.
I gave all I had to give, and it was worth the cost. Oh, it was worth it all to say I love you. I love you from an old rugged cross.
I tell you what, I can't write songs, but if I could write a song, I would have wrote that one. All right. As I was saying, all right, I'll just get right into it. I'm gonna end this with three Lamb songs. So this is the first one. It's called "Watch the Lamb." Walking down the road to Jerusalem. Time had come to sacrifice again. My two small sons, they walked beside me on the road. The reason that they came was to watch the Lamb. Daddy, Daddy, what will we see there? There's so much that we don't understand. So I told them of Moses, Father Abraham. And I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. There will be so many in Jerusalem today. We must be sure the Lamb doesn't run away. And I told him of Moses and Father Abraham. And I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. When we reached the city, I knew something must be wrong. There were no joyful worshipers, no joyful worship songs. I stood there with my children in the midst of angry men. And then I heard the crowd cry out, crucify him. We tried to leave the city, but we could not get away. Forced to play in this drama, a part I did not wish to play. Why upon this day were men condemned to die? And why were we standing here, where soon they would pass by? I looked and said, even now they come. The first one begged for mercy, but people gave him none. The second one was violent. He was arrogant and loud. I still can hear his angry voice screaming at the crowd. Then someone said, there's Jesus. I scarce believe my eyes. A man so badly beaten, he barely looked alive. Blood poured from his body, from the thorns upon his brow. Running down the cross, and falling to the ground.
I watched him as he struggled. I watched him as he fell. The cross came down upon his back. The crowd began to yell. In that moment, I felt such agony. In that moment, I felt such loss. Until a Roman soldier grabbed my arm and screamed, "You carry his cross." At first, I tried resisting, but his hand reached for his sword. And so I knelt and I took the cross from the Lord. I placed it on my shoulder and started down the street. The blood that he was shedding was running down my cheek. They led us to Golgotha. They drove nails deep in his feet and hands. Yet on the cross, I heard him pray, "Father, forgive them." Oh, never have I seen such love in any other eyes. "Into thy hands I commit my spirit." He prayed, and then he died. I stood for what seemed years. I'd lost all sense of time. Until I felt two tiny hands holding tight to mine. My children stood there weeping. I heard the elder say, "Father, please forgive us." The Lamb ran away. "Daddy, Daddy, what have we seen here? There's so much that we don't understand." So I took them in my arms and we turned and faced the cross. And I said, "Dear children, watch the Lamb."
I bring back some memories. Does for me too. And I always said, I could never end a service with that song. Because that lamb didn't stay there, did he? 3 days later, they thought they could just get rid of him, go on with life. No, sorry. you just worked yourself right into the Father's hand, into his plan. So anyways, I like to follow that song up with "There Rose a Lamb." It was the third day since he died, and it was said he would arise from the grave. This lamb came forth. Oh, I have reason to rejoice. He chose the place, he chose the hour, that he would rise by his own power, a sacrifice 3 days ago. And now praise God,
the Lamb arose. There rose a Lamb in Jerusalem. He was the Son of the Great I Am. He proved to be my victory. There rose a Lamb in Jerusalem. I wasn't there when Jesus died, and I wasn't there to see him rise. Oh, but I was there when he saved my soul. For within my heart this Lamb arose. There rose a Lamb in Jerusalem. He was the Son of the Great I Am. He proved to be my victory. There rose a Lamb in Jerusalem. He arose. He arose. Hallelujah. Christ arose. Christ arose. He proved to be my victory. There rose a Lamb in Jerusalem.
All right. So that's usually where I would end it, but I found a final piece to the puzzle, because not only did the Lamb arrive, one of these days we're not just going to read about him, and we're not just going to see him in our mind's eye, we're going to see him face to face. And John talks about this scene up in heaven that he was shown in the book of the revelation of Jesus Christ, the unveiling of Jesus Christ, the appearing of Jesus Christ. And John did his best to try to describe for us what he saw. But what he saw and what he said was, I know Brother Jeff, these are some of his favorite chapters, chapter 4 and chapter 5 of the book of Revelation. In chapter 5, John, well, in chapter 4, he talks about all the elders and the throne of God. And then in chapter 5, he talks about all the redeemed that are all around the throne. And then he says there was a lot of stuff going on, and there was nobody that could open this scroll. somebody told him, "Don't worry about it, John. Jesus has got this." And then he said, "Take a look at the throne up there." And what did John see? He said, "At the throne of God, there stood a Lamb." And that's the name of this song. One of these days, we're going to see that Lamb. There stood a Lamb. I'm going to finally finish this up with this song. There stood a Lamb, and we might have to turn this one up for some reason. They didn't record this very loud. He
was standing in heaven with tears in his eyes, saying, tell me this isn't so. There was no one in heaven and no one on earth worthy to open the scroll. And one of the elders said, John, don't you cry. It was all part of the plan. Then in the center of God's glorious throne, hallelujah, there stood a lamb. Then, and they sang, worthy, worthy of honor and praise. They were casting down crowns, and they were praising his name. When he cried, who is worthy? I can hear Jesus saying, I am. Praise God forever. There stood a lamb. Now open. Open your heart. It's clear we are in the last days. And he said, I'll come quickly. So don't be surprised when he comes back to take us away. And feeble excuses won't get very far when you find yourself there at his throne. But if you know Jesus and he is your Lord, hallelujah, you won't be alone. And we'll sing, worthy, worthy of honor. We'll be casting down crowns, and we'll be praising his name. When he cries, who is worthy? We'll hear Jesus saying, I am. Oh, God forever, there stood a lamb. And we'll sing, worthy, worthy of honor and praise, as we cast down our crown. Who will be praising his name? When he cries, are you worthy? I can hear Jesus saying, I am. Oh, praise God forever. Praise God forever. Praise God forever. There stood a lamb.
Thank you so much. What an honor it's been to be asked to do this, and you guys have been so gracious. I know I went over time. I hope that's all right, but I was having fun. So, and I hope that I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that you felt like the Lord was being worshiped and praised tonight. So thank you very much.